The Last Supper. Judas Iscariot, one of the 12 disciples and the betrayer of Jesus, seeks out the priests and offers to hand Jesus over to them. They are delighted and agreed to give him 30 pieces of silver in exchange. He accepts and waits for the right time to hand him over without the people knowing it. The day before the Passover festival, Jesus and the 12 disciples are at supper. Jesus breaks some bread, gives it to his disciples, and says, "This is my body which is given for you. Every time you eat bread, think of me." Jesus takes a cup of wine and gives it to the disciples and tells them to drink from the cup and says, "This wine is my blood that will be shed to remove the sins of all who come to believe in me, and it is the start of a new agreement between God and mankind." After supper, Jesus washes the feet of the disciples and tells them that one of them is about to betray him. Then he tells Judas to do quickly what he must do, and Judas leaves. The rest of the disciples think Judas, who holds the purse, was sent to buy something in preparation for the Passover festival and did not perceive that he was about to betray Jesus. After Judas leaves, Jesus gives the disciples a new commandment. "As I have loved you, so you must love one another." He tries to make them understand that he is going away to prepare a place for them in heaven, but they must stay and bear fruit for the kingdom of heaven. He puts this analogy before them. "I am the real vine, and my Father is the gardener. He breaks off every branch in me that does not bear fruit. A branch cannot bear fruit by itself. It can do so only if it remains in the vine. Whoever remains in me, and I in him, will bear much fruit, for you can do nothing without me." Jesus tells them when he goes to the Father, he will send the Holy Spirit, who will reveal the truth about God and himself. More information can be found in the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 17, also in Mark 14:10, Luke 22, and John 13.